Yeah, I wanted to say that I'm not considering any of the events of last Wednesday except Melissa's ordination. If you're concerned about that, which all of us are, Chris posted and sent an email out instructing us to find the bishop's comments and statement about it and links to the presiding bishop's statement and others. I found yesterday a service at the National Cathedral, an interfaith service, very helpful and very focused, and Bishop Buddy, who's fantastic anyway, did a great job. So if you're concerned about those events in our lives, those are resources. In the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Giver of life, amen.
Amen.
Today we celebrate two things, but I want to point out to Grace Church particularly, we celebrate today Melissa's first Eucharist, her celebration of her first Eucharist as a priest. And it's interesting, it is on this day the church remembers Jesus' baptism and his beginning of his ministry as he goes out from this point, from the waters of baptism, to work and his ministry begins. For us, and as clergy, the Eucharist is a special gift to be able to celebrate in the context of community. For me, it's been transformative. My whole 49 years as a priest, I may come to church. You may be surprised that priests come to church sort of wondering what on earth I'm doing here, but that happens, and we come, but always in the context of the Eucharist, there is transformation taking place. One early story, which is not really radical, but an early story, I was ordained on St. Lucy's Day in December in Lakeland, Florida, at a church in the Round. And maybe the next Sunday or soon after that, we were administering communion to people, and this cute four-year-old that knew me and I knew him, I was walking by administering him, and he grabbed my stole and said, "Where is my juice and cookies?" We were instructed in those days to pass by. And yet he knew that this was something he wanted. And of course, I broke the rules of the diocese and gave him the wine, the bread that was his to have. And there are other times, giving communion, celebrating communion in hospitals, at homes, at the blessing of new homes. All of those events are events that change us, that nourish us. And I say the Eucharist is the food for that. It fuels us, nourishes us, and sends us forth on our journey. It's a sacred mystery. We've heard that over and over again, but the mystery continues to unfold. When we are out, there is a mystery that opens our eyes to see, I think, as God sees, to see in special ways, to perceive, to reach out, to touch, to encourage. And so one of the gifts that Melissa will be giving now the church is the transformative work of God as you and I receive the Eucharist, the body and blood of Christ. Also today, and I've been told I can only be 6 minutes today, because, you know, we've got a lot going on. But anyway, the other issue today is we are doing the renewal of our baptismal covenants, which is where we start, where Melissa started her ministry. All of us became ministers in our baptism. And so today, along with remembering Jesus' baptism and all, Melissa will come over to the baptismal area, and the lights are on in these windows so we can really see better today this event of the renewal of our baptismal ministry. And it's important to do this on a regular basis because it reminds us who we are as Christians, as followers of Christ. It reminds us what our ministry is about, to look to the poor, to take care of, to feed, to nourish, to stand up, to be justice bearers. And so, as we renew our own baptisms today, it may transform us in the context of the Eucharist, transform us in new directions, new ways that God may or may not be calling us to work in God's kingdom. Melissa begins this exciting journey as a priest in this context today. And it's so great that the One Summit Club, where people can come and participate, is today as well. But she begins this as a way of the transformative ministry that we're all engaged in, but particularly as a priest, she's engaged in a special way to bring God's gift and grace as all. For us today, then, let us celebrate, let us remember that it is the work of God in this place to where both Chris and Melissa will serve us from God's table, the gifts that nourish us for the journey, and that nourish us to be better Christians in this complicated world. Amen.